In this video, we look at Luther, Calvin, and Reformation marriage. The Reformation brought important clarity to marriage. Reformers, such as Martin Luther and John Calvin, pushed back against distorted views that treated marriage as a lower spiritual life compared to celibacy. They emphasized that marriage is a God-given estate, a calling, and a place where Christian discipleship is lived. Luther strongly valued ordinary household life. Marriage was not merely a way to manage desire. It was a calling where husband and wife served God through faithfulness, children, work, hospitality, patience, sacrifice, and daily love. The household became a place of spiritual formation. Calvin also treated marriage with theological seriousness. He connected marriage to creation, order, companionship, faithfulness, and the teaching of Jesus. For Calvin, marriage was not a human invention. It belonged to God's wise design for human life. This Reformation recovery matters for wedding officiants today. Many modern couples approach marriage as a personal happiness project. They may think, we are getting married because we are in love, because we fit together, because we want a beautiful day, because this is our story. Those things may contain real gifts. Love, companionship, joy, and beauty matter. But the Reformation reminds us that marriage is also vocation. It is calling. It is daily discipleship. The bride and groom are not merely promising to preserve a feeling. They are entering a covenant life where they will serve Christ together in ordinary embodied household faithfulness. The organic male and organic female language matters here. The groom comes as an embodied male image bearer before God. He is not called to domination, harshness, passivity, or self-centered control. He is called to Christ-like husbandhood, covenant faithfulness, sacrificial love, strength under Christ, and tenderness without weakness. The bride comes as an embodied female image bearer before God. She is not called to self-erasure, fear, performance, or cultural caricature. She is called to covenant faithfulness, wisdom, dignity, strength without hardness, beauty without performance, peace without passivity, and surrender to Christ. Reformation marriage helps us resist two errors. The first error is postmodern self-invention, where marriage becomes whatever the couple privately decides it means. The second error is shallow traditionalism, where marriage is reduced to cultural stereotypes instead of biblical covenant life. Christian marriage is deeper than both. A ministry sciences observation can help the officiant in wedding preparation listen for how the couple talks about married life. Do they speak only about the wedding day? Do they speak only about chemistry? Do they speak only about finances, home plans, or family approval? Or do they understand that marriage is a covenant calling under Christ? A wise officiant might ask after the wedding day is over, what kind of Christian household do you believe God is calling you to build? That question moves the couple from event thinking to covenant thinking. For the one wedding officiant, Luther and Calvin remind you not to make the ceremony sound like a generic celebration of romance. Speak of calling, faithfulness, and God's design. For the ordained wedding officiant, this creates a deeper ministry practice. Every wedding becomes a doorway into marriage formation. For the church staff minister, this connects weddings to discipleship, worship, family life, and congregational care. For the chaplain, this gives language for brief but meaningful ceremonies. Even in crisis, marriage is covenant calling before God. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, this keeps coaching grounded. The goal is not just better communication. The goal is covenant life under Christ. The Reformation gives us a strong reminder. Marriage is not merely a ceremony to perform. It is a Christian calling to enter, bless, support, and live before God.